Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
All right, welcome to this week's episode of Land Grant University Presents Beers with the Brewers. I'm Adam, one of the owners here at Land Grant. This week with me, we got Walt Keyes.
Yep, hey.
Dan Schaefer from the Brew Team.
I am Dan.
And Mark Richards.
Howdy, howdy.
So, this week we're going to be talking about the second iteration of Quadrahopic in the 2019 Quadrahopic series. We're calling this version 102, kind of our play on this Land Grant University theme. So we're releasing this in the tap room next week on Monday. So we're getting a sneak preview, and it's delicious. Four bullet points for this: passion fruit, pineapple, peach, and floral lemon. Is that like a lemon, like a lemon blossom?
Or? Sort of like the aromatic quality of the peel, but not. It's not juicy. It's just floral.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
For.
I buy it.
Sure.
But not pine sol.
Aromatic.
Not pine sol.
So if you had version 101, formerly known as Winter Quadrahopic, completely different beer, so definitely look out for this one. If you're going to have a taco with this, we're suggesting dragon fruit tacos. Is this you, Dan?
That is me.
Only dragon fruit?
I just saw that, and I thought that was really cool. It was actually, they were vegan tacos. But
look at this, for you vegetarians out there. Nice.
If you want to throw some pulled pork in there, I think it's a good idea. I've been sort of trying to increase my palate by eating, like, random exotic fruit lately. And I had a dragon fruit, and they are delicious. And I think they'd go really well with this beer.
Is that white or red dragon fruit in that one?
I think I had the white.
Okay.
Yeah, for you vegetarians out there, I had one last night in a can with a cheese pizza.
Oh, Mark, we haven't had that suggestion in a while.
Indeed, I did.
Dragon fruit, also a lovely topping for cheese pizzas.
Vegetarians got to eat, too.
So that leads us into our chili, which is a controversial pizza topping, but pineapple turkey chili.
I'm really stretched thin here, but yeah. I saw it. It's a thing that exists. Someone ate it and made it somewhere. I would try it. I don't know if I'd make it myself, but it did sound like it would go really well with this beer.
Yeah, what's your guys' take on pineapple on pizza?
On pizza?
Yeah.
100% for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get why people aren't into it, but I love it.
Yeah, it's not like my thing, but I don't understand why people get violently upset about it.
Yeah.
What about you, Mark? You okay with that?
I'm at 25%. It's not my desired, but if... I've seen it executed very badly and also very well, but that goes for about everything.
Yeah. If you want a really good pineapple Hawaiian pizza, Jets.
Yeah,
Jets.
Buttery crust.
Mm-hmm. Noted.
The thick.
Yeah, it's definitely not health food, but it's good.
No, it's even good the next day. So, all right. So, Walt, we got a lot of stuff coming on. The weather's changing. We were just talking about that. Sunny today. We got a big thing tonight, so if you're listening to this on Thursday, you missed it if you weren't here. Otherwise, you're just...
But you can come next week.
Yeah.
Come next week. Because as Adam's mentioning, Beer Garden movie series kicks off tonight, which is Wednesday.
Kind of yesterday.
Yesterday when this podcast comes out. But if you missed Happy Gilmore last night, you're in luck because we're showing Caddyshack next Wednesday. And alongside, well, I guess preceding Caddyshack, we will be revealing the new crew supporter beer name and can design. So that's Wednesday.
That is real heavy. That's big news.
And then...
Have we even announced that? Is this breaking news?
This is breaking news.
Is that a...
To steal from the solid verbal.
Solid verbal thing. So we're announcing the name, the style... And the can design on Wednesday before Caddyshack out in the beer garden.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to make a video that I haven't made yet, but I'm working on it. Friday, so 2 days later, you can get your hands on that beer here at the tap room. We'll have cans for carryout. We'll have it on draft. And then our four partners in the voting process, so that would be 4th Street, Hendox, Ruby Tuesday, and Old North Arcade, we'll have the beer on draft Friday night. It will be also available here Saturday, obviously.
Yeah, come down and get your six-pack.
Get your six-pack for the tailgate. And then you can get it in stadium at Moffrey Stadium for the match on Saturday, 7:30 kickoff against New England.
New England.
Yeah. New England this week. Next week.
It's going to be a busy week here next week.
Yeah, this weekend, actually.
Because obviously.
On Saturday, we're going to be down at Moffrey Stadium as well. We have the happy hour. So join us in the stadium tent.
Save the crew appreciation.
Yeah. Yeah. First 250 people in get a beer on us and the crew.
Yeah.
So you'll get a free beer. Unfortunately, you got to wait another week to get the new supporter beer, but there'll be a lot of delicious beers.
Mm-hmm.
And that game's against the reigning MLS champs, Atlanta United. So
yeah, so come see us at the stadium. Yeah, so then Monday we got Quadra Hopic that we're talking about today coming out, version 102. And Spring Quarter, Belgian Blonde, also coming out on Monday, April 1st. No fooling. And
which would have been more along the lines of Spring Quarter, since you go on spring break and come back and Spring Quarter starts, as opposed to whatever they're doing now with these semesters where you have like a week of school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's terrible. These kids are terrible.
Yeah. They're missing out.
But yeah, and then one other event that if you're listening to this, you can't come to, but producer Julie is getting married on Saturday. So
yeah, congrats to Julie.
Shout out to former Beers with the Brewers producer / land grant employee.
Yeah, you got a nice wedding haircut there, Walt.
I'm going to the wedding cut. And I got my haircut and my beard trimmed.
You got invited?
Yeah. That's good. I'm inside the circle of direct familial relations, so I will be there. It'll be fun.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations, Julie and Andrew. So, talking about Quadra Hopic 102, what do you think about this beer, Dan?
Say. Well, it comes in like the first Quadra Hopic at 6.7% ABV, 48 IBUs. The four hops featured are Equinox, Simcoe, Amarillo, and Mosaic. So if you're paying attention, first time around, Simcoe and Amarillo were sort of the feature hops in Quad 1. This time they are more in a supporting role of Equinox. And Mosaic is just kind of a bit of a lifter hop. It just it can be a feature hop in a lot of IPAs, but just a little sprinkle here and there just kind of brightens everything up. It's really cool in the sense that when you're tasting it, one, if you go back to it, you get something different every time, but also you get the components of each of those hops, but they also meld together really well. So Equinox is kind of peach, but also you get like some mango and lime, and Simcoe is peach and mango and pine. Amarillo is like orange and grapefruit, and Mosaic is just a little bit of everything with some blueberry in there. But this hop combo was some credit to Nick Ziegler from Yakima Chief, who when he was at Magic Rock Brewing said he used this combination as a replacement for Galaxy. And I thought that would be really cool to give it a try, because Galaxy is like $35 a pound.
Can't get Galaxy.
And I don't think it's quite a one-for-one comparison, but it's pretty damn close.
Yeah, Mosaic is now climbing up there, right? And
it's trying.
In scarcity and price, so.
Yep.
These damn good hops. Plant more.
Yeah. Everybody wants the new hotness. So we a bit nervous after we did the pilot batch of this because Equinox, if you dry hop with it, you can have some issues. It can be astringency, tea, and also kind of a green pepper type thing. And so when we brewed the big batch, we decided to kick all the Equinox just to the flame out additions, and everything else, the Simcoe, Amarillo, and Mosaic with the dry hops, and it turned out really, really well.
So when people ask, how do we come up with recipes and mess around as we're coming out with new beers, it's a perfect example that we brewed it on the four-barrel batch and learned a little bit. And like you said, changed up the technique a little bit on the larger batches.
Yeah, you can't afford to hit and hope anymore, you know. There is a method to our madness.
So those those that are fans of just hazy beers are going to be severely disappointed in how beautifully crystal clear this beer is.
Yeah, it's very bright.
And surprisingly, it's delicious an IPA without any haze in it. So
does it taste good if it's not hazy, though?
Who would have thought?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's pretty fruity and
question
fine.
For our times.
Brilliant clarity, as one would say. I would agree.
Some would say that, yes. Yeah,
some might say.
And also, quite dry. This finished below 2 Plato. So, super dry. But in terms of flavor profile, just a little bit of light toast from the malt. But apart from that, on the hops, there's, like, again, you can go back to it again and again. Bit of passion fruit, pineapple, peach, grapefruit. A bit of a floral lemon aspect and a muskmelon or cantaloupe, as some people say.
So if you don't remember from the first Quadrahopic episode, really the idea is of as simple of a malt bill as you can get. It's just the pale two row and then showcase those four different hops. So definitely seeing that. And, you know, we had the second Land-Grant University was hops to show that if you use the same malt bill and the same yeast, you get that totally different characteristic. And it'll be cool because we'll be able to taste these side by side in the tap room.
Yeah.
To see just what is showcasing, even though it's only two different hops, really. So
it is really cool. It's like I said before, there's two of the hops are the same, but I think you'd agree that it's completely different.
Quite
flavor
different.
Profile.
Mm-hmm. Quite different.
Yeah, not too bitter for that kind of more on the classic as opposed to the new style, I guess.
We're kind of in between.
Yeah,
I'd give it a medium. Be it, like, you still get the kind of fruity tropical fruit, but just also a little bit of the past on the citrus.
Yeah, I mean, I think most modern pale ales are somewhere in like the 35 to 50 range, and sort of classically, IPAs are somewhere between like 50 and as high as 100, and we're at 48 here. So it's firm, it's there. A little bit piney, a little earthy, but it's very clean and goes away and invites another sip.
Yeah, it does not smell shy on hops.
Mm-mm. Nope, not at all.
Well, that kind of leads us into the question on everyone's mind.
What's everyone talking about out there? What do they want to know?
I think they're wondering,
How crushable is it?
Well,
5. It drinks real easy and refreshing, but it's a little bit higher in ABV than some of the other beers that have received the perfect 6 score, so I'm going to go with 5.
Yeah, I'm sticking with a 4. On this because of that higher ABV. 5 give me the wobbles, but I could go 4 on a beautiful sunny day like today.
Does anybody remember what we gave Q1, the version 101 Quadrahopic?
We'd have to review the tape.
It is now, at least moving forward, we'll have these crushability ratings on the website
at some point
in the beer info, but only probably for the new beers. It's going to be tough to go back and update all 70 or so beers that we have.
This is where you need that that rewind sound on the soundboard.
Yeah. There.
More crushable than it should be at 6.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard. It's 6.7, so I'm going to go with a 4. On it's pretty, flavor-wise, it's very crushable, but
be careful.
For safety's sake,
I'll go four.
Yeah, I think 4 is a good number for this one.
What about you, Chris?
I would agree. Crush responsibly. Crush responsibly, and this is a unanimous 4.
I bet it was a 5.
All right, what do you think, Mark?
I am going to make sure that I am not driving an automobile, operating heavy machinery, and already it's a 2, but I think I'm going to drink with Walt on this one. It's a 5.
Look at that.
Now, I'm going to go with Dan on the 4, so we'll put this at a 4.5.
Look at that.
You're down here Thursday through Sunday. You're down at the Tap Room, 424 West Town Street. You're hankering for some barbecue from Ray Ray's Hog Pit. What are you gonna get?
Walt's getting jerk chicken.
You're now allowed. Now, I'll tell you one thing.
I've been actively trying not to choose it for a long time.
Was anyone here on Saturday, this past Saturday?
It was not.
Nope. Oh, I was, but I didn't eat it.
So they had the special of the day was the smoked chicken with the Alabama white sauce.
How was that?
Unbelievable.
I don't understand. What is an Alabama white sauce? Even when I saw that, I just wasn't really sure what that meant.
Alabama barbecue sauce is a, the white sauce is a mayonnaise-based barbecue sauce. So I think the chicken, I think that would be.
Just a snort a line.
Yeah. I do think, I mean, we're, we've done so many episodes on IPAs, it's going to sound redundant, but yeah, that's kind of probably what goes with it. Any other suggestions? Maybe the pulled pork?
Yeah, I really think the jerk would go really well with this.
Sunday wings.
Yeah, that again.
But yeah, I feel like, yeah, I'm a broken record over here.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll just, I'll have a jerk chicken sandwich with you, Walt. That sounds amazing.
Cool. You want to spoil one?
Yeah, Codelish.
All right.
This week, we did have a questioner from a listener who was it was in the tap room yesterday. Yeah. And on Tuesday, asked Walt and I a question directly and recommended that he reached out on social media. So the question was...
Spencer. Thank you for sending in your
question. This came in via Twitter.
Twitter.
Yes, okay. On the Twitter. So
Spencer, come on down and claim your T-shirt.
We couldn't give you a T-shirt yesterday.
Because you hadn't officially asked the question through the proper channels.
What are the advantages and disadvantages to dry hopping a beer? What types of beer is the best and worst for? Thank you for talking to me in the tap room.
Is that a third question? That's a statement. Well, that's more of a statement.
I feel like he's here with us. Yeah. You're welcome. It's magical.
So, Dan, what kind of advantages are we getting?
That was only two questions, Dan.
From dry hopping a beer.
Well, I could do a podcast on this, but so there are compounds in hops that are soluble in different manners. So some of them are bound up and you need to boil them to shake them loose. Some of them are more alcohol soluble. So you want to use them in a dry hop when there's alcohol present, and also at a lower pH, because you got a higher pH in the kettle than you do in the fermentation tank. And all of those things sort of factor in. It sort of goes back to what we were talking about with this version of quadro hop again. Like Equinaut is definitely a hop that right now, we're going to play around with the cryo version, and I'm excited for that. But for now, it is a boil-only hop because you don't want to use it as a dry hop. And there's other hops like that that we use, Summit, Columbus, that can give you, because of the compounds that are associated with the green matter, you sort of get like onion and garlic off of those. So you want to use them sparingly or not at all in the dry hop. But if you do want to get that sort of big, juicy flavor, you're probably going to have to dry hop. But in terms of, disadvantages, on lower ABV beers, you definitely want less of a dry hop because you've got less alcohol in solution. And so you're extracting more of that vegetal matter and less of that juicy goodness.
And I think we've touched on one of the other, I guess, disadvantages, but it's a necessary evil almost in that hop creep that comes in. We talked about that in previous episodes. But how about what type of beers would you say are the best and worst for dry hopping?
I don't necessarily know that there's any beer that I would say don't dry hop. I mean, obviously, if you're like doing a pastry stout, it's probably not the best example. But
maybe beers that the malt is so dominant in flavor,
right?
It would just be a waste.
I would just say I'd like to see more dry hop pilsners. I think they're delicious.
I'll echo that.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
You just have to use a little bit more restraint in a beer, again, that is lower alcohol and has a little bit less beefiness to it in terms of malt base, because you can very easily sort of venture over into that very grassy vegetal area.
Thank you, Spencer, for asking the question.
Thanks for coming down.
And shoot us a note, and we'll see you down here at the tap room. Pick up your very own Land Grant University T-shirt. And for those of you out there listening, if you have a question and you haven't asked one before, shoot over Twitter, Instagram, Facebook,
email, whatever,
tap room, as Ryan Schick did last week or a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, if you're here on a Wednesday at 3:30, I mean,
you can just pop on, take a mic,
ask your question, get a T-shirt. So, all right. So next week, Beers with the Brewers, we're going to be talking about spring quarter.
Oh yeah,
we touched on it a little bit here earlier in the episode. So tune in for that, as hopefully this weather is going to stay.
Yeah,
I did see it's supposed to get cold and rainy again this weekend, of course.
No, eventually, it's going to be nice.
Well, it is. It is early spring.
And
like lying out like a lamb, right?
That was March.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be April this year.
Monday. Yeah. Monday will be April, so... if you missed out on Happy Gilmore and you're itching for some golf in your life, come by next Wednesday night, see some Caddyshack. Mm-hmm. We got the Masters here in a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Always a great time.
Yeah, granny season's here.
A tradition like any other.
Beauty.
Like any other.
Majesty.
A tradition like any other.
Like any other.
The Masters.
No, that's Land Grant. Tradition. Like any other. No, tradition like no other. Yeah, here in Jim Nance, getting ready while we're watching the NCAA basketball
the
tournament.
Big Nance?
Yeah, well, how's your bracket doing?
I'm in last place, I think, in all of my bracket pools. Oh,
did you have winning it all? You had Austria?
No, I had Duke losing to North Carolina, so that could still happen.
You got that.
Buffalo probably isn't going to make the Final Four.
No, I don't think they let rematches
Purdue
happen.
Purdue still alive? Because I have them in the Final Four, too.
Yeah, as Chris pumps his fist.
Oh, yeah.
Purdue's looking good. Yeah.
My Yale pick didn't work. And my Murray State pick didn't work.
We got a scare with Duke. I would have loved to have my back bracket busted, I will say. Anyone have any closing thoughts?
Ooh.
Nah.
It's the last podcast of my 40s.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Mark Richards over here is big 50th birthday tomorrow.
I'm going to try to drink.
The day you're listening.
Yeah, 50 quarter hoppics tomorrow.
So if he's still here next week, he'll be talking about the spring quarter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. So, all right, everyone. Well, thank you for tuning in this week, learning about Quadrahopic 102. Hope you enjoy yourselves out there. Hope to see you down here, maybe watching Caddyshack with us. Have a great start of April.
Yeah, now who's going to sing that Caddyshack song?
I'm all right.
Yeah, Chris is doing the gopher dance. He's got that down. Rehearse. Thanks, everyone.
Right.
Tippy bartenders.
Kenny Loggins, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Great one.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let